the owner of research about workspace early on, because I think many of the conclusions of that we already embraced in Lambeth about 5 years ago, and we've been developing our economy to be ready for that surge of new workspace.
We have a strong planning policy, a strong local plan that sets out very clearly the agenda for growth. We have a strong borough plan that establishes our principles around inclusive growth. We want our residents to benefit from growth, but we also see ourselves punching very much in the central London economy, which is why we work so hard to create that framework. We have lots of opportunity sites in Lambeth still. We have two of the mayor's opportunity sites. We are still very much affordable in the very broadest sense of the term. We have affordable workspace that we're bringing forward ourselves. We also have affordable opportunity sites that are much more competitive than some of our neighbouring boroughs. We have expertise in delivery. We have delivered our own programme of capital investment. We understand what makes delivery happen, and we've responded to some of the challenging scenarios. And I think we understand investment and partnership, which is one of the reasons I felt so confident in bringing two of our investors to stand for you this morning to talk about their experience. Just in terms of putting some flesh on the bones of that, we already have a really strong cultural offer in the South Bank. Big players like the National Theatre have invested heavily in their building. The BFI is about to bring forward a big development programme. We have Elizabeth House finally moving forward to implementation, having been sold a couple of weeks ago. We have a significant nighttime economy offer. Vauxhall Boho, one of the most strongest cultural offers in London. Toby's talked about Brixton. Brixton is a really interesting place where there's a whole range of opportunities for investors and residents and people who work there alike. We also have a really growing creative digital industry. We are a strongest borough for small businesses, but also with investors like ITV in the borough. We are pushing boundaries of what is possible in terms of those industries. We have experienced considerable growth and investment over the last 5 years, particularly north of the borough. We have established what will be one of London's most successful tall buildings cluster. We have given planning permission for all of that development. We're still looking at 6,000 planning applications a year. Some of those tall buildings are now coming on site. We have created a programme of investment around our town centres. In particular, we are creating a new town centre at Vauxhall, where we are going to demolish the bus station, but we are going to put a new one back because we are worried about that. It's been very controversial. In the short term, as Tom said, we are launching our investment website this week. We have a really strong member of my team in here to talk to everybody who wants to be involved in the borough. In the short to medium term, we've really worked hard on infrastructure delivery in Lambeth. The infrastructure is coming ahead of the development. We are expecting the Northern Line extension to be complete in 2020. We have a programme of removing all of our gyratories. Vauxhall gyratory is the latest one in relation to that. Really nice to hear a plug for Waterloo this morning. Clearly the investment in London Continental Railway, £300 million into Waterloo Station to expand it, to respond to 100 million visitors who come through there every year. Vauxhall Station has just been improved. We are pushing for a new station at Brixton. And if that all wasn't enough, we are implementing a programme of cycleways and new footpaths and public spaces to tackle air quality. I think putting all that together, we really value relationships both with people who are already investing in the borough, long-term investors such as the Barclay Group, CLS, but also our new investor partners. I will say we're quite tough to negotiate with. We enjoy the challenge of a good negotiation. I'm sure many people in the audience also enjoy that. Affordable housing is, of course, one of our priorities as we drive forward inclusive growth. But we are very much a borough about inward investment opportunities, and we welcome open the door to investors who want to come and join us in a success that we're already enjoying and being part of it. I think we are a borough that is very proud of its agenda for inclusive growth, and I think our partners, as they come forward, we're looking for like-minded partners who have the same values. So we understand the need to make return on investment. We understand that very much. We want quality development. I know that's a well-banded word, but if you look around the borough, you'll see many award-winning buildings that we have. We've had the Stirling Prize twice in the borough, for example, not least most recently with the Damien Hirst Gallery.
We want people who understand that growth is for new incomes to the borough, but also existing residents. We are a really high service economy in Bangor, and that requires a really strong workforce, and we want people to acknowledge and recognise that. In return, we offer a very flexible approach to development. We might not have been synonymous with innovation about 10 years ago, but I think probably any kind of development model that people want to suggest, we'll probably have experience of that, ranging right through from major PFI in our Myatt's Field, £100 million residential development, which is now complete, through to cathedral projects in Clapham, where we folded in our land value and in return got a really significant development around housing and new leisure centre and health centre with our partners Cathedral at the time. So I think we do want people to understand our values, but in return we also understand what you need from development and investment, and we put together a team that can respond to that very well. We are very open to conversations. For those of you who've had major planning applications in the borough, you'll know about our strategic planning panel, where we give major developers a really strong steer right at the beginning of the process about what our expectations are and what we can offer you, and the same is possible in return. So the path of certainty is very clear in Lambeth, actually, in terms of major development. And the evidence for that is obvious along the South Bank, where we're seeing the new residential towers, the group come forward. We have Damac here with their major new tower that they are constructing. Colleagues on the panel, obviously Cambridge House is now coming out of the ground. Unfortunately, removing one of the worst eyesore buildings in Lambeth that was ever built, actually, I can say that, so we have some big bonus from that. So those are the kind of things we are looking for.
Thanks, and they're open for conversations. Anyone in the audience want to start that conversation? Who's got an idea of what they might contribute to Lambeth going forward, to Brixton, to the South Bank, different parts of the borough? No one's got anything specific. Okay, well let's look at the phasing of all this development, because one of the worries that the development community might have is that there's an awful lot happening in an awfully short period of time, from Nine Elms and New Wales to Waterloo, and also back to up south and as far south as Brixton and Streatham in particular as well. So how are you managing the phasing of your growth?
So I think one of the things we have done is create our five-year infrastructure plan, which is focused very much on unlocking development and those things that really need to bring forward development sites. In the north of the borough, we also have a really strong relationship from Nine Elms Vauxhall, and part of that relationship is to implement a whole series of construction roles and improvements that we can actually keep construction moving. I think other parts of the borough, because we are actually probably the biggest developer in the borough, actually, I didn't mention your new town hall, which is our new office building, where we've folded in six of our previous sites now into two buildings, including the refurbishment of the town hall and a new building behind it. We also have our estate regeneration programme underway as well. So I think in answer to your question, we set up a strong framework in the council so that we can manage and monitor development. We've also made sure that we are in a position to make decisions around unlocking development that investors need for things to happen. We have a very strong relationship with Transport for London. Clearly they are a major player in terms of bringing forward not only their own programme of improvements, but also enabling others, and we've set those things in place. We also try and manage those relationships in our approach. We have obviously 300,000 residents within the borough, and they all have views about how development should come forward. So we've set up something called cooperative local investment plans, where we are engaging with local residents to ask them what are their needs out of development, what do they want to see locally, and that's allowed us to have a really good debate with people who will be directly affected by construction and engage them in the story that if growth is positive and will bring benefits to them, even if in the short term it can actually be quite disruptive. But I think most people are looking forward to things like the Northern Line extension coming on board, which you can think about it, it's only really in the last 5 years, right from the drawing on the plan through to the development deal that's been done through to implementation on the ground. So we are enjoying a lot of growth. I think we are managing that growth very well. We have put in processes to do that. And
Of course, we're always listening. So if there are issues around development that aren't progressing in the way that people expect, the door is open and we will listen and try and unlock what the problems are. And I think if you speak to, for example, Canary Wharf Group in Brayburn, which is probably one of the biggest development sites in London happening right in Waterloo right now, we've set up a lot of forums and discussion for that to enable it to come forward in terms of everything from, you know, bringing materials to the site, to working with the neighbours, to working with South Bank and Boyle Street. And all of that is happening while we still have one of the strongest cultural economies in London. Part of culture is the South Bank, and that activity is still ongoing, even though we have those major construction projects on the way.
And how, from a developer perspective, how do you view this sort of enormous amount of urban development in such a short period of time?
I think it's quite exciting to be honest. I think for us around Waterloo, we're very excited about it as a sort of future office, material office, essentially. We think it can compete with Victoria, and it's right, you know, we're 5 minutes to the West End, we're 5 minutes to the city, we're 10 minutes to Canary Wharf. In terms of connectivity, it ticks all the boxes. So I think to facilitate a material change on this stuff does have to happen slightly on us. I think it is happening on us, and I think the future of London, particularly around our part of the patch, is very good.
Marcus, can you talk also?
I think just gives back to my point about spinning all those plates at once, really. We haven't just take this running back to the question about what London can do extra or differently. I've heard we're always listening. Early clarity. It's really that point. Phil and I both agree. I think that it's all very well that always listening, but it's the early clarity. Sometimes saying no, we just don't like what we're proposing. Of course, occasionally saying yes to what we're putting forward. But that could, I think, could be even more, as you get more opportunities. That early no to kill off those flying dollars and help come up with some positive alternatives. With all these plates spinning, great opportunities in Vauxhall and elsewhere.
Thanks so much. I'm afraid of a very slight curveball now. There are 200 cyclists about to arrive this afternoon. They'll cycle all the way from London to Cannes. They've raised a lot of money for charity. And one of the things that they're doing, as well as raising money for orphaned children, is raising awareness about cycling and the importance of cycling infrastructure in growth and development. My colleague David Taylor's in the audience. He's busy scribbling notes down for Velocity magazine about people with property and bikes. And he'd be very keen to know what is it that Lambeth is doing within its regeneration programme to cater for cyclists and cycling.
So I can say with great confidence the leader of the council is an avid cycler and cycles all around the borough. So cycling is absolutely at the top of her agenda, along with walking, pedestrian priority in particular. So starting from the top, obviously we're improving all our public transport network to try and reduce the number of cars coming through the borough. We are implementing our programme of removing gyratories. We started in Windrush Square with Brixton. We've implemented Stockwell, removing the gyratory in favour of cyclists. The proposals at Vauxhall removing the gyratory got the strongest support from the cycling lobby, and actually cyclists do engage with the council very strongly in our borough, so we are actively reducing the dominance of the highway network in favour of people who walk and cycle. We are obviously we have Cycle Super 5 highway that runs through the borough, which has been very successful, particularly in Vauxhall. We are implementing our own programme of quiet ways throughout the borough to join up strategic cycle networks. We are always lobbying TfL to bring the bike network to Brixton, so we're looking at a new cycle hub for the bikes in Brixton. We are looking at other models actually with other private providers, and certainly in our Yonge Town Hall project, our own project, there is no car parking at all. There is much more additional facilities for cyclists, including places to change and so on when you arrive on your bike. So we really are living and breathing the cycling and pedestrian agenda, and not just talking about it, but implementing it in our own building. Just as a slight anecdote, I used to catch up with my
my team on the train going back and forth around Lambeth, but actually they all now cycle now, except for me, to confess. So those moments of catching up are not possible because our team is cycling. So we're very passionate about cyclists, and we don't just talk about it, we do implement improvements. We can always do more. I mean, one of our worries about the amount of construction is obviously the relationship between cycling and construction, accidents and incidents. So particularly in the north of the borough, we've implemented a programme of signage and improvements to both warn construction traffic that there are cyclists in the area, but also allow cyclists to choose alternative routes if they can. So we're very much focused on cycling and, I should say, the walking agenda. One of the projects that I hadn't mentioned is the removal of one arm of the IMAX roundabout. So that's coming forward now with Transport for London in the next couple of years, where we're going to what they describe as peninsularise the IMAX roundabout, which is in favour of putting back public realm. We're proud of our award-winning public realm. We have many awards for the projects that we've achieved. Not only big projects like the IMAX and gyratory, but our improvement scheme in neighbourhoods where we implemented lots of things like cycle hangers on the sort of highway, all those kind of things, so right through the sort of whole agenda. So we're very enthusiastic about that. And of course, air quality is one of the Mayor's top priorities, as it is ours. Vauxhall is one of the worst places for air quality in London, so we're actively taking measures to reduce that where we possibly can.
Thanks, Alan. That was writing very quickly. Phil and Marcus, what steps are you taking in your schemes and developments to accommodate cycling, particularly in Vauxhall, which is an air quality black spot, but Waterloo very similar?
Yeah, I mean, as part of our office refurb, obviously, in order to make spaces attractive to tenants, we have to provide quite material recycling spaces now, shower facilities, etc. So that's very much something we've been doing.
Same theme from us in Cambridge House, but also in the school project we're mentioning. And despite it coming across as a relatively new initiative, this was something that the council were looking at a number of years ago with us in the early planning. And so we're just looking now at accommodating all of the cycling for the commercial employment elements and the basic servicing and so on. And that, really that framework to make sure that there is accessible residential and commercial was set in place 3-4 years ago. But to show the amount of work in partnership we need to do, we're only working out the detailed design now. And we'll continue to work on that partnership for the next couple of years until it's fully built.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks very much. Okay, well, we already know that most of you in the audience aren't already investing in Amber. Should you want to pursue that now? Sandra, what first steps should people make?
Well, I think probably the first thing to do is look at the new website that we've is live now. So the Investing in Lambeth website, you will see all of the town centres and the opportunity areas illustrated there together with the opportunities that exist. Come and talk to us on the stand, come and see us on the stand so we can talk a little bit more. I haven't even mentioned our estate regeneration programme, which is underway, 6 new estates that we have taken forward for approval, so please come and talk to us on the stand. Members of my team will be here this week and we'll have some literature for you to take away. One thing I would like to say is we have also brought some Brixton pounds this week. So you may not know that we have our own local currency in Lambeth, actually, in Brixton. It's been running about 5 years. I can get paid in Lambeth pounds, actually, if I really wanted to, and shop locally. So that's an opportunity. Our chief exec used to do that. So please come and pick up a Lambeth pound. Bring your Lambeth pound and invest it directly in the Brixton. Brixton pound. I should say the £10 note has Bowie on it as well, actually. So if you can get hold of one of those, that is really something to count.